Well, this is going to be painful for me. Like I said, I got the message Thursday that Peter won't be preaching. And then he asked me, do you want to preach or should we get another preacher? And it took me a little bit to respond back. Because, as you guys know, I'm not a preacher. But I sat down Saturday to look at the scripture, and all of Don's comment, I went, oofta. And so I kind of looked at Peter's title, Wet Clay, and that's what I used. So Peter might have another sermon called Wet Clay, but I am going on with what he laid out here. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. How many have you guys seen a potter's wheel? How many of you guys have ever used a potter's wheel? So you know the complications of the potter's wheel. It's a tricky contraption. You got a table that spins on top, that sits on the axle, and you normally have a table on the bottom that you kick. At least that's what I imagine this potter was doing. Nowadays, we have electric tables that turn and turn and turn. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as it seemed best to him. The Lord says that he can deal with Israel or any other people the same way the potter handles a lump of clay. If it does not turn out to his liking, the potter can destroy it and start over. It's so short, I just was making sure I didn't have pages stuck together. Although God allows human beings freedom to make moral choices, he demonstrates often that he's still sovereign and in control of this universe. He does whatever he wills with his creation. So he shapes us. We need frequent reminders that God is overall and can do as he pleases, whether we understand his actions or not. So he shapes us. He owes us nothing, yet chooses to extend to us the utmost patience, kindness, and compassion. And so he shapes us. The potter working with the clay reminds us that God is at work in us for his good pleasure. So he shapes us. God has created each of us the way he wants us. It is our responsibility to take what he has given us and use it for his glory and pleasure. In doing so, we find our ultimate fulfillment. Rather than live with disappointment and dissatisfaction with what God has or has not given us, we can choose to thank him in everything. and so he shapes us. Just as the clay finds its highest purpose when it remains pliable in the hands of the potter, so our lives fulfill their highest purpose when we let our potter have his way with us and shape us. We live in a nation that needs shaping. But we can't shape the nation unless we shape ourselves. It would be nice if we could have a conversation with other people. And so he shapes us. Diversity is a big word in our country right now. And by God, I believe in diversity. But this country needs a commonality. Diversity, if you think about it, it's all about me. You must like me because of this. You must accept me because of this. You must do this because of this. Me, me, me. This is the hard part. What do we do about the nation? We need a commonality. Where do we find our commonality? You guys are here. That's our commonality. Our commonality is Jesus Christ. We have different backgrounds. We are all diverse in our own right. But the commonality needs to be here. It needs to be in the city. It needs to be in the state. It needs to be in the country. I want to have a conversation. Maybe one of these days we'll be able to, without being called a hater. We are here for love. We are here to express our love. We look past what people define themselves as, and we look to them for the loving soul that's in within all of us. Commonality. Let God shape us. Let God be the people we should be. Let us say as we stand forth together, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me, make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Amen. Amen.